The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 13th chapter. That same day Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea, and great crowds gathered about him, so that he got into a boat and sat down. And the whole crowd stood on the beach, and he told them many things in parables, saying, "A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is what was sown along the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while, and when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately falls away. As for what was sown among the thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. As for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. And he told them many things in parables, Matthew tells us. That was not good news for the large crowds following Jesus. You do not want only a parable from Jesus. Well, why not? Was that not his ministry? Traveling around to various locales, dispensing sage wisdom through pithy stories? The answer is no. Jesus' ministry was to preach the steadfast love and mercy of God to those whom he chose to hear it. Everybody else got a parable. Well, what's the problem with Jesus' parables? The answer is they create theologians of glory. How do you like that? What is a theologian of glory? The answer is a person who trusts himself or herself to be the active subject in salvation. Said another way, God is thought to be passive, waiting for the active theologian of glory to figure it out and then to choose or to earn or to keep their salvation. And so Jesus' parables are a trap that sends a person back into that forest of horrors that is oneself to do the impossible, save oneself, or at least cooperate with God. Either way, Jesus' parables set the hearer on the fruitless quest to do something, anything, in order to ensure that God will treat him or her right. Take, for example, the parable of the sower that we just heard. Jesus tells this story about some crazy farmer who apparently doesn't know anything about planting seed. He just throws seed everywhere. He throws it in the bushes. He throws it on the road. He throws it in the rocks. He throws it in the briars. And he even manages to throw some in the field where it belongs. And then Jesus explains the types of soil where the seed landed and what each mean. Having then heard Jesus' parable, the hearer needs to construct one of those flow charts. You know what I'm talking about? A flow chart. as they turn in upon themselves to figure out what kind of soil they are exactly. But that's where the problem starts. If I've determined I'm bad soil, how do I become good soil? If I've determined I'm good soil, how do I know I'm good soil? The answer to both questions is that one has to become an introspective fruit inspector. Have I produced any fruit? If so, how much fruit have I produced? Well, how much fruit is required? And then the exception and the loopholes start. Well, what if I had a bad day and didn't meet my fruit production quota? Perhaps you're hearing now the problem of Jesus' parables. There is no certain word from God of his steadfast love and mercy. Jesus has simply turned the hearer of his parables back into him or herself to appease God by what they do and avoid doing, and that will never work. So, you don't want to be the active subject in your salvation. You don't want to be a theologian of glory. Truly, you do not want only a parable from Jesus. Well, I have good news for you this morning. No parable of Jesus for you. Instead, the crazy Savior has come speaking his certain promise of steadfast love and mercy all over the place. He's spoken it to those afflicted by the evil one. He's spoken it to those who cannot persevere. He's spoken it to those choked by the delights and cares of this world. In short, he's spoken his word of peace and mercy to us. He shouldn't have, because none of us is worthy. But he did. And did you hear what Isaiah said about the Savior's word? It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and succeed in the thing for which I sent it, is how Isaiah put it. Isaiah is telling us that it is God who is in control, not us. And when his word is given, it will accomplish what he intends in spite of us and what we've done are left undone. And that is why I say to you that you are forgiven unconditionally by the Father for Christ's sake. The fruit you bear is the trust of God's word created in you by Christ the sower. He has spoken his word of promise and left you unable to deny that he spoke it to you. And it is that undeniability that makes trust in Christ's word. God promised me steadfast love and mercy. So that's the final word, becomes our mantra. So think about this. Can you deny your baptism? No, you cannot. And God can and will keep his promise to you made at the font. Can you deny that bread and wine is given you at the altar? No, you cannot. And God can and will keep his promise of the forgiveness of sins that he makes there at the altar rail. And the more his promise is given to you, the less you can deny it. And so the fruit of trust in God's promise grows and grows and grows. And this is all the Lord's doing, not yours. You have ears, and now you've heard. Jesus Christ is for you. Amen.